Right now it's time for our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Of course, the 2008 ADT Championship coming up this November at Trump International Golf Club. It's the 32 best players in the world vying for the $1 million in cash first place prize. You can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX or ADTChampionship.com for advanced tickets. And joining us now on the line, live from Maryland, where, of course, the McDonald's LPGA Championship is going on, is Ron Cyrak, the executive editor of Golf World Magazine. Ron, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Thanks for having me. It looks like we're going to have another hot and sticky day here. We got into the mid-90s yesterday, and we're looking for the high 90s today. So it should be a fascinating final round.
It has been a good tournament. And, you know, Lorena Ochoa kind of opened the door, letting people back in the tournament, backing up yesterday with an even par round of 72. And she goes into today's final round not even leading and not even in the final threesome. Ji-Young Lee leads at minus 12. Maria Yorth is at 11 under par, and then the third player in that final grouping is Annika, who really gained some ground yesterday with a 4 under par 68. As you look at today's final round, is it as easy as a two-horse race between Lorena or Annika, or do those players at the top actually have a legitimate chance?
Well, I'll tell you, the first point you made is a great point. I mean, I was really surprised, especially playing lift, clean, and place, that Ochoa didn't break par yesterday. I would have written in a 69 for her maximum going in. So by shooting that 72, she did let other people back into the field. Now, this is a bomber's golf course. It's really a long hitter's golf course, and you see it on the leaderboard. Ji-Young Lee is a long hitter. She's sixth on tour in driving distance. Maria Hjorth is about as long as anybody on this tour. So the golf course does set up well for them. But this is a major championship, you know, and they've not had to contend down the stretch in a major. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it holds up. If Maria Hjorth has a flaw in her game, it's putting. It can be very erratic. So we'll have to look for that early on. You know, they don't get – Ji-Young Lee and Maria Hjorth aren't getting a bargain by being in a pairing with Annika Sorenstam. She's playing really great golf right now. She's having a little trouble making the putter behave, but she's hitting it to like 10 feet on every hole. So it's opportunity after opportunity. I do think it's a two-horse race between Annika and Lorena. Lorena is motivated. She's trying for a third major in a row, trying to get the second leg of the calendar year Grand Slam. And Annika's in her retirement year, and she wants to go out with a couple of majors. So it's going to be fascinating to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Ron. It's going to be great to watch this rivalry. It's unfortunate a little bit because it seems as just as this rivalry has heated up, Annika announces she's, you know, hanging them up at the end of the year. So we've only got so many more of these opportunities left. How unfortunate is it today specifically that Annika and Lorena aren't in the same pairing, aren't in the same grouping?
Yeah, you know, we had yesterday we get here and we have a fog delay, so they have to push back all the tee times, and they scrapped the format from twosomes and everybody going off number one to threesomes using split tees, 1 and 10, and they decided today preemptively to do the same thing. Well, we're here. I'm at the golf course. I've been at the golf course for a couple of hours. They could have been playing, but they were worried about missing their TV window, and. If we're going twosomes, the next to the last group would have been Sorenstam and Ochoa.
Right.
And I think both of them wanted that because they want to look in each other's eyes. They want to know what each other's doing. Also, particularly in the case of Sorenstam, she loves to play fast. She loves to get into a rhythm. And it's easier to get into a rhythm for her in twosomes than it is in threesomes. So it was a big disappointment for both of them. And I think it's a big disappointment for the fans. And it's a shame that they felt that they had to take that gamble and go to the threesomes rather than wait and see what it was going to be like here today and pencil in twosomes.
Ron Cyrak, the executive editor for Golf World Magazine, joining us here on the line live from Havre de Grace, Maryland. Of course, the final round of the McDonald's LPGA Championship later today at Bully Rock, the Pete Dye Design. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. Of course, whoever wins today in the McDonald's LPGA Championship gets that automatic qualifier into the 32-woman field for the ADT Championship later this year, November, at Trump International Golf Club. For tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA. LPGA Tix. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. As of right now, Ron, there's only three automatic qualifiers because Lorena and Annika have been winning so many events. They've been winning up all those automatic qualifying events. Sean Wali finally broke through and won one of the automatic qualifiers last week at the Ginn Tribute. She had a phenomenal comeback from nine shots back with 18 holes to play, and she won in that playoff with Sophie Gustafson and Kari Webb, and it's shaping up to be a good field. And, you know, we had Duffy House on the show a couple months ago, and he made a great point. Because a lot of the automatic qualifying wins are going to Lorena and Annika, you know, it's going to go to a points. Today is the final week number 16 for the first half, and they'll figure out how many players are in the field after the first half of the season, then go on to the second half. But most of the players getting in from this first half, Paula Kramer included, are doing it based on points, which is a measurement of play over an extended period of time versus just getting, I don't want to say lucky, but just winning one of those automatic qualifiers. You might not get a great world-class player in the field.
I'll tell you, I love the format of the AGT Championship. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant addition to the schedule. I love the multiple cuts. I love the fact that there were playoffs for those last spots. And I'll tell you what, people are going to imitate this. You're going to see this format replicated on the PGA Tour somewhere down the line because it's enormously compelling. I think it's one of the most innovative additions to tournament golf that we've seen in a long time. And the excitement, particularly, you know, the excitement on Friday and Saturday, you know, which you don't normally have that kind of excitement in early rounds of those cuts in there is something that's very, very special. And, you know, you're going to see the top 32 players in there. The way the qualifying system is set up, very, very few fluke players are ever going to get into that field, and you're going to see quality players going after the biggest check in women's golf, and it doesn't get any better than that.
Ron, I totally agree with you. There's a chance every year at the ADT for three playoffs, a Friday playoff for the low 16, a Saturday playoff for the low 8 women, and then there could be a Sunday playoff for $1 million in cash. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the format. I totally agree with you. We saw last year Lorena edge Natalie Gulbis in that final pairing by a couple of shots after that great recovery shot on 18 to a couple of feet, made that birdie putt. But there's a report that this year's ADT Championship, the 2008 event, could be the final one in November. As it is right now, it's an anchor for the LPGA season, but there's a chance that it moves possibly to January of 2010. There would not be an 09 November event. Instead, there would be a 2010 January event. It would kick off the season. How much of a chance is there for this to actually come to fruition, and then what's your opinion if that does end up being the case?
I think that there's a very good chance that that's going to come to be in 2010. I think, you know, 2010 is an important year for the LPGA. It's a lot of their contracts expire in 2009, tournament contracts, TV contracts, and Commissioner Bivens's new business plan is sort of fully going to take effect in 2010. And I think that part of what she's thinking is she'd like to bookend the year with some start the year off with a big event, which would be the ADT Championship. Maybe look for that week between the NFL Conference Championship games and the Super Bowl, that off week when there's no football and the headlines and the attention can be all on the ADT. Start the season off with a big event. I think that you might see the tournament that I'm at right now moved to the to later in the year, maybe be the fourth major of the year and not the second major of the year. Because the LPGA now owns the ADT Championship, and beginning in 2010, they will own the LPGA Championship. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see the season bookended by those two things, and they try to look for some really good TV exposure using those two events as a linchpin and get a high-profile TV deal that includes both the ADT Championship and the LPGA Championship, and perhaps 6 to 8 other tournaments in between packaged into the deal. So I think that you're going to see in 2010 a very, very different schedule. They'll have to come up with a different season-ending event. They do want to have a season-ending event in November. But I think they look at the ADT Championship as a chance to be something like the Mercedes Championship that kicks off the men's tour. That's a winners-only event. This will be not a winners-only event, but a qualifiers-only event playing for a big purse.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's exactly the modus operandi for the LPGA Tour is kind of following the footsteps of what the kickoff event, the Mercedes, does for the PGA Tour in Kapalua. Ron Cyrak is our guest. He's the executive editor for Golf World Magazine, joining us live from Havre de Grace, Maryland. Final round of the McDonald's LPGA Championship later today from Bully Rock Golf Course. And it's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. ADTChampionship.com or 888-LPGA-TIX are the numbers and website to get advanced tickets for the 2008 ADT Championship, ADTChampionship.com, where you can call 888-LPGA-TIX, and whoever wins today in Havre de Grace gets that automatic entry into the 32-woman field. Ron, last thing for you before I let you go, because you know the LPGA Tour and women's golf probably better than anyone else. You're always at the biggest events year in and year out, and you know one girl that we have not seen recently on the LPGA Tour is Michelle Wee, and last week she finished tied for sixth at the European Tour's Ladies German Open, and it was her first time in 13 events that she finished the tournament under par, a span that dates back to the Evian Masters nearly 2 years ago, July of 2006. She'll be teeing it up later this week in sectional qualifying for the U.S. Women's Open. We know that she had the wrist injury, which kind of ruined her 2007 season. This is good news for her that in 08 she's actually finishing sixth in an LET event, but what do we expect to see from her in the next couple of years?
Well, first off, she's going to try to qualify for the Women's U.S. Open tomorrow near here, and it's a qualifier here. I think this was a good sign. Her performance in Germany was a good sign, but even more important, her appearance in Germany was a good sign because I think she needs to get some competitive experience under her belt. You know, all those junior tournaments that she was denied, that she did not play in. You know, you put her up against a Paula Creamer or a Morgan Pressel, and she's lacking all that experience that they had of learning how to get it done. She needs to play somewhere where she has a chance to compete and a chance to win. I think it wouldn't be a bad idea if she played some Futures Tour events. She's got four more sponsor exemptions available to her on the LPGA this year. She's going to play in Rochester. She's going to play in State Farm for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if you see her pop up in the Safeway event at Portland because she was going to play their tournament in Phoenix and had to pull out because of injury. But she's only got four more LPGA events that she can play this year, not counting the Women's Open.
Yeah, right, if she qualifies,
there.
Right.
So, you know, she's got to play. She's got to get some innings pitched. So play the Ladies European Tour. Play the Futures Tour. Play somewhere.
All right. Well, I'm a Michelle Wee fan, so I do hope that her career gets back on track and she makes it to the potential that we all think that she has. Ron Cyrak has been our guest. He's the executive editor for Golf World Magazine, does a fabulous job covering the LPGA Tour on a week-in and week-out basis, and he, of course, has been joining us live from Havre de Grace, Maryland. Final round of the McDonald's LPGA Championship later today, and I agree with Ron when he says it's a two-horse race, Annika and Lorena. One of those two women will be holding the trophy later today. Ron, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to maybe talking to you again later on this year.
Hey, anytime. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. There he is, Ron Cyrak, the executive editor for Golf World Magazine, joining us here live from Havre de Grace, Maryland. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. The victor today at the McDonald's LPGA Championship will get that automatic entry into the 32-woman field for $1 million in cash. Of course, it's going on in November at Trump International Golf Club. For advanced tickets, you can call 888-LPGA-TIX or log on to ADTChampionship.com. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. Or ADTChampionship.com.